Don't let Megan Sidogra's modest demeanor throw you, or her youth. This is the second film the 16-year-old has produced. Her first was about in vitro fertilization, called Birth of a Dream. Dogra's new, much more sobering project took root last year at the start of her high school freshman year. A UW-Madison professor visited Dogra's school and lectured about issues facing India. The lecture intrigued Dogra. She wanted to learn more, dig deeper. That's when the inquisitive student unearthed information about a devastating event that took place in central India back in 1984. A chemical accident at a fertilizer plant in Bhopal.
MIC on its own is a liquid, but when mixed with water, it turns into a hazardous gas. And the water in the plant, the valves were all broken, and the water flowed backwards and went into a tank of MIC. MIC was released into the atmosphere.
The resulting cloud of toxic gas quickly spread, affecting 500,000 people in the poorest parts of the city. Dogra learned 20,000 people perished.
The worst part is the damage didn't end there. Today, 200,000 people continue to suffer from chronic illnesses.
She continued digging for information, starting with her own parents. Both grew up 450 miles from Bhopal.
My parents grew up in Delhi, and I had asked them about, do you remember this tragedy? And so many people who I spoke to who were even in India at the time faintly recall it. And that's one of the major problems, is that since it happened 30 years ago, it's such a dead cause that people are not the least bit aware of the damage that it continues to cause in the lives of Bhopal's residents today.
Dogra discovered that their groundwater remains tainted.
The residents of Bhopal are still drinking that contaminated water.
She came across a center called Chingari. It provides therapy and support for children who've been harmed. There's a long waiting list, hundreds at least.
Is there any idea how many kids may not be registered who do have symptoms or physical difficulties?
I had actually asked the founders, Rashida B. and Champa Devi Shukla, about this. They could not give an approximate number, but their estimation was pretty much any child who is born in Bhopal today has some developmental issues and may not have the resources or the access to these clinics.
The teenager convinced her parents to allow her to visit. They had to take precautions.
When I was there, I couldn't eat anything, drink anything, and had to be very careful.
The trip inspired Dogra to create a film. She dug up archival materials and wrote the narrative. Her own photos and footage give a glimpse of what she experienced.
The mothers, especially of these children, meeting them was probably the most touching experience. They themselves were toddlers at the time, and they lost their parents and families. And now, 30 years later, they try to move on, have a normal life, and they have a child who's born with cerebral palsy or compulsive disorders, mental retardation, autism. It's very heartbreaking.
Even though she's just starting her sophomore year in high school, Dogra has plans to study medicine.
I have, since a very young age, wanted to go into pediatrics, and that is my ultimate goal.
Then return to Bhopal.
They're actually in need of doctors who are willing to volunteer their time and come help these kids out and give them proper diagnostics, because the therapist can only do so much. They're not professionally trained to treat these children. So that is what I hope to do in the near future.
Dogra has set a more immediate goal, to raise $13,000 a year. By her calculations, that would provide 200 children at the Chingari Center one healthy meal a day.
Chingari itself in Hindi means spark. And when I was there, one of the sayings that they have the children repeat, Hamari Chingari Puri Dunya Mein Roshan Hai, which basically means my one spark can light up the whole world.
Dogra hopes her film is a start. Susan Bentz, 89.7, WUWM.